And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us today on Marriage Beyond the Vows. We are talking about if I only knew what you wish you had known about your spouse before getting married. And again, our phone number for you to call and be a part of the conversation is 855-454-5905. Before we get back to the conversation and check in on Facebook, as you may well know, Hurricane Sandy is headed our way. For our friends in Charlotte, keep in mind this is a very wide-reaching storm, so you can expect lots of rain and possible flooding. Here in Philadelphia, we can expect additional flooding and severe flooding in certain areas, especially in the Cobbs Creek area, Main Street, Manayunk, Delaware Avenue, on Kelly, Martin Luther King, and Lincoln Drives, and on River Road. If you need to evacuate your home, the Red Cross is available to assist you. The number to call is 215-299-4000. For our friends in Charlotte and here in Philadelphia, the best thing to do today is to prepare for the storm, prepare for the additional flooding. The storm was downgraded to a tropical storm, but has been upgraded yet again to a hurricane. So expect increased winds and a lot of that coming our way later tonight and tomorrow. So just be aware.
Prepare, don't despair.
Absolutely. So let's find out what our friends are talking about on Facebook. All you have to do to join us is go to facebook.com and look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. Hit that little like button in the corner and you'll be able to post and read what people post. So Marcos, what are people saying on the book?
Oh, well, if you've never done this, you need to join us on Facebook because people post a lot of questions and comments, including what we just posted right now. We talked about if we only knew, which is our topic of the day, things that you wish you would have known before you said I do. And so there are some lessons you can learn now. It's never too late to learn, of course, and you can go ahead and move forward in your relationship knowing some things that perhaps you didn't know. Like I had shared in the beginning of the show, how I didn't know that conflict was a real and kind of expected part of marriage. Now, I guess I knew that in my mind, but in my heart, I just felt like, okay, we're going to get along well. We've done this the right way. We got counseling. You know, we pray to God a whole lot to make it clear. And then, you know, we would not see eye to eye, have disagreements, which we still have. We realized that there is a way to fight. I call it fighting fair, meaning you don't bring records of wrong. You don't say things that later on you regret. And so really kind of understanding that you're in this for the long haul and that you don't need to, you know, say things that later on you will regret or even be shocked that you don't see eye to eye. I mean, that's just the reality. But there's a bunch that people have posted. And some of those things are, for example, last week we had our celebrity fitness trainer, Robert Brace, and he gave some great advice. So if you want some more advice on some kind of fitness and health, you can go to our Facebook page and post in that area. If you just want kind of some support, some encouragement, we find that there as well. We have comments about having an attractive spouse, how important that is. We even have questions like we had a question. And of course, if you have little ones there, you might not want to have to explain this to them. But there are topics there, including a topic on masturbation and different things that some people wonder. Is it right? Is it wrong? Post your comments and questions. If, you know, we try to respond as quickly as we can. And if you need to send us a private message, actually, I would tell you the best way to reach us is not by sending us a private message on Facebook. I mean, we'll get it eventually. But the best way is you could either go to our website here in Philly, which is praisephilly.com, or in Charlotte is praisecharlotte.com. Look for me, Marcos Mercado, Marriage Beyond the Vows. Send me a message or visit my website, callmarcos.com, www.callmarcos.com. And again, we thank you so much for all those who go to Facebook. And if you have not told your friends and family, tell them to join us as well. It's a great community for us to have open dialogue, open and honest discussions on biblical topics relating to marriage and relationships.
Absolutely. And we want to hear from you right now on our topic today. If only I knew what you wish you would have known about your spouse before you said I do. 855-454-5905 is the number to reach us. Going back to the phones, let's speak with June, who is calling in on line two. June, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Mr. Mercado.
How are you, June? Thank you so much for calling in.
Great.
And we are talking, of course, as you know, here on Marriage Beyond the Vows, If I Only Knew, things you wish you would have known before. And so I think you told our producer that there was something with your husband's anger that you wish you would have known.
Yes. My husband was, he came into my light like a ray of sun, like a ray of sunshine. And then after, you know, I picked up and moved to the West Indies with him. And I learned, you know, about his anger. He was so angry. We got kicked out of 12 apartments.
Whoa.
You know, huh?
I said, whoa, that's intense. 12?
12 apartments because of his yelling and screaming. And right now, I'm still married to him, and I'm trying my best. You know, I'm working on myself. I'm in a beautiful church called Top Ministries under Pastor Buell, and I'm working on trying to be celibate, but I also want to file for divorce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Know, because
I got you. You something I caught there. You're saying you're trying to be celibate, meaning you're not celibate right now?
Well, I am celibate, but you see, I am celibate right now, but the Bible says that, you know, it's challenging for me, you know, because I don't like to be alone or to sleep alone. And, you know, my pastor teaches me, you know, that basically I need time to myself.
Okay.
You know, but
that's true.
It's challenging. It's challenging. And I don't think that he will give me a divorce, even though he's in the West Indies.
Okay. And have you even tried to file for a divorce? Because you're in some cases, you don't need your spouse's approval, especially if he's in another country or if you have proof that he's been abusive. Or you know, you need to, you know, consult an attorney about this.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
But now, were you married here or in the West Indies?
I was married here in America.
Okay, and you moved down there with him?
The West Indies.
Okay, you moved down there, and then once the marriage broke apart, you moved back to the States?
Yeah, basically, I went to the embassy for help, and they sent me home because I never even realized there was a such thing as financial abuse.
He was
verbally abusive, financially abusive, physically abusive, you know, and he still to this day is calling me and begging me to come home. And I've been home about a year and 9 months now. It's going on 2 years that we've been apart.
So is there any hope of reconciling with your husband?
I would love to reconcile with my husband, but he's just so abusive and mean.
Sure.
And he can't seem to see himself. He can't look at himself in the mirror and say, I'm wrong about this.
And that's what I was going to say, June. Absolutely.
Why he's doing what he's doing.
Okay, well, you're right there. If he's not willing to own up to his shortcomings, to his sin, to his anger issues, to his abuse, then he's not ready. And then you don't move forward. You do not go back with him. I think if he is, he needs to, Acts 26:20 talks about proving your repentance by your deeds. He needs to be willing to do whatever it takes, meaning counseling, anger management, I mean, exposing this, getting help from other men. You mentioned that you go to this church and you have a pastor, willing to talk to the pastor. I mean, really exposing it, you know, denouncing that lifestyle, that sin. But if he keeps kind of covering up or feeling there's a way to justify it, he's absolutely not ready, and you will be out of your mind if you would take him back under those circumstances. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And God bless. And, you know, we do hope for the best in this case. So look for that true repentance, but if it's not there, then definitely you need to move on.
Okay.
All right, June. God bless.
God bless you right back.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks again for the call. Hey, listen, we have to take a brief pause, but we want to make sure you get on the line. I know you have an answer for this question. If I only knew, what did you wish you knew about your spouse before you got married? 855-454-5905. But stay right there. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns after this.
And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. We are now in the final segment of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows, where we're talking about things you wish you would have known about your spouse before you got married. We still have time for you to call in and share your story. And it is okay if you're anonymous. By the way, we don't want to put that pressure on you. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. The number is 855-454-5905. We have Shelley on the line who she wishes
she would have known that her husband was homosexual.
All right. So, Shelly.
She didn't know that. So, Shelly.
Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello, hey, Shelly.
Shelly, are you there?
Okay.
Oh, Shelly.
All right. Well, hopefully you get an opportunity to call us back. Yes. I mean, that is a pretty amazing story there. Mm-hmm. And I think we had an earlier caller who shared a little bit about that as well. And she mentioned that her husband was on the down low. And she would have wished that she would have known that. And, you know, there are a lot of things we wish we would have known and some things we can't. But I believe there are sometimes, many times, God gives us those mm-hmm. signs that we tend to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
I think even our previous caller that had mentioned that about her husband being on the down low, she shared that, and I think it was Janae, she shared that that time something had happened. Her husband had disappeared before they were married for like a week.
Yeah.
And when he came back, he confessed. And yet didn't really get alarmed enough. Mm-hmm. And so she still married him. And then, of course, to no surprise, he was living that lifestyle throughout their marriage. And that was pretty intense. And So hopefully we hear back from Shelly as well.
Mm-hmm. And you know, again, I'm sorry. I just wanted to give the numbers again in case you were about to call us and forgot what I said. It's 855-454-5905.
And I just wanted to mention this, a quick update here. On Facebook, we have posted our topic for today, if only I knew, mm-hmm. Things you wish you would have known before you said I do. And Santel Abrams had mentioned they wish he would have known to get counsel and to know his wife before they got married. This was a bad mistake that he believes most Christians make because they believe that each other or they believe the same thing and they praise God. Praise God the day off soon as they are fit for one another. Never do they get to know the spouse before you marry them. So I think what Santel is saying there is that sometimes you don't really take that time mm-hmm. To get to know each other, and you just feel like, okay, we believe the same thing. We're all Christians. Mm-hmm. We don't really get a lot of advice. You just go ahead and get married.
Right.
It says big, big mistake. So again, anyone else who wants to join us on Facebook, go to facebook.com, look for Marriage Beyond the Vows, mm-hmm. and get in on that conversation. Post your comments or questions.
Absolutely. And before we get back to the calls, because we know they're still coming in, just wanted to give a quick Sandy update for the hurricane, which has now been upgraded from tropical storm back to the hurricane for our friends in Charlotte. It looks like the National Hurricane Center is placing the eye of Sandy about 400 miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. And just keep in mind, it's going to be a lot of flooding along the North Carolina coast. And for all of us here in Philadelphia, you know, we have two rivers here for the Jersey Shore. Expect a lot of beach erosion and a lot of flooding. So do be aware. Be careful. Make some preparations if you are planning to go to work on Monday, which is when we're going to get the brunt of it. It will last from Sunday through Tuesday because it is a very wide-reaching storm. So just be prepared and make precautions as you see fit today before we get a lot of the rain.
And really quickly, some things it might seem obvious, but you want to make sure you have plenty of water. You have some food in the house. Mm-hmm. In case you lose your electricity, you want to make sure you have flashlights, mm-hmm. batteries that work,
absolutely.
That kind of stuff. And hopefully if you have a cell phone, because mm-hmm. if you have only a landline mm-hmm. And something goes wrong, you're not able to call anyone. And
absolutely.
Talk to your neighbors as well. You know, make sure that they're okay.
Absolutely. And if you have a porch or a lawn, please bring all porch furniture and plants inside so that they do not become an obstruction or become flying objects to destroy property. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get back into the conversation and going back to the phones. We have Talina calling in on line 4, and she wished she would have known the Lord better. Talina, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hi, Marcos.
Hi. How are you, Talina?
I'm good. I wanted to share with, yes, I definitely wish I would have known the Lord better. I got married at age 19. Both of us went through separation back and forth. There was infidelity. I was in the point, I knew the Lord, he knew the Lord, but we weren't walking with the Lord when we got married. It came to a point where I wanted to divorce him, he wanted to divorce me. I was praying on the situation. I'm not one that necessarily believes in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
My flesh wanted to divorce him. I asked, my flesh hated this man. God told me, do not divorce him. And I feel that there are a lot of callers calling in, saying, you know, trying to find a way out of their marriage. And I think a lot of times it depends on your personal relationship with God. God has to tell you what to do in a situation. It's not a set of rules. Okay, there's the Bible,
absolutely,
of course, which we follow as, you know, to the T, but we also have to pray on every situation and every decision we make. With me, I want, like I said, my flesh wanted to divorce him for whatever reason God told me not to. And I see now why. God is a God of order, and you can't be out of his will. He told me, whatever you do, do not divorce him. If he divorces you, he divorces you.
Okay.
And that's what happened. During that time, God told me to go speak to him, talk to him, let him know you still want to be married. Because, again, my flesh didn't want to be married, but spiritually,
sure,
that's what I was supposed to do. And God had a will for me to tell him, you know, to stay in the marriage. And whatever happened from then on was in God's hands. So I think it's important to be obedient to God's will and what he's telling you personally to do in your situation. You also, when I say being God's will, you shouldn't be having sex outside your marriage and then praying about your marriage.
Absolutely. And now, Talina, let me just interject for a quick moment here.
Sure.
So you went to your husband and you told him, okay, listen, this is like truly denying yourself, right? Luke 9:23 talks about denying ourselves. So you felt like you wanted to divorce him, but more importantly, you wanted to please God, and you felt like,
yes,
God was making that clear. Do not divorce this man. And you went, yes, and spoke to him. Now, your husband ended up divorcing you in that case?
He did.
He did.
And within a matter of the next year, God sent me someone that was walking in his will. We're engaged now. We've been celibate for 2 years. We're getting married in May. So God,
congratulations.
Blessed. And at that time, mm-hmm, I didn't know why I had to follow his will. But now this man who I have now is 10 times better than my previous husband.
And you know what? And that's just honest and that's real, right? But here's the thing. I believe that it's a matter of surrender. Like, you,
yes,
could have taken matters into your own hands, but you felt like for some reason God is saying, don't fight this, surrender.
Right.
And I think that if anything, you went in front of God and in front of your husband, you know, with a clear conscience saying, look, I gave it all I got. And I think that's,
yeah,
the problem when people don't do it God's way, or they don't truly,
right,
listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling them. And then they,
right,
take matters into their own hands. Then they back in another relationship and they feel like, we don't know if that was God's will as well, which,
exactly,
is not the case for you.
No, I feel like I couldn't be where I am now, engaged to this man of God, if I didn't follow what God told me to do. He's a God of order. And
absolutely,
you need to listen to his will for your life.
Great,
not what,
great,
people tell you, but what he's telling you, what the Holy Spirit is telling you.
Well, thank you. And I know you had started to make a comment there about not having, you know, sex outside of your marriage and then praying for,
right,
God to, you know, bless the marriage. You're absolutely right there. And we have a few other callers we do want to get to before we close out our, right, show. But Talina, thank you so much. And, you know, we wish
no
you
problem.
The best.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
For having me.
Congratulations on your soon to be marriage.
Thank you. Take care. God bless
All right, you.
You
too.
All right. Take care. Let's go to line one and speak with Renita, who believes that deep down inside, we do know what we think we don't know. I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Renita, good morning. Live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
So tell
Thank
us that
you.
Deep down in your heart, like what are you referring to?
Like deep down in our soul, we see signs already ahead of time of how the person are.
Okay.
We just choose within ourselves to think that they're going to choose, I mean, they're going to change, or we can change them.
Okay. So you're basically saying that we know, but what will you know? Like, are you speaking from an actual example in your marriage or in your life? Something,
yeah,
you knew deep down inside?
Yeah, when I was married to my husband, I seen signs ahead of time before we even got married.
Okay, you saw signs.
Depressiveness. He was mentally and physically abusive, and I just chose with myself, you know, that eventually he'll change and, you know, he'll stop doing the same things. But deep down inside, we already see the signs. We just choose to look over it and
sure,
hoping they get to change in a different aspect.
Well, let me ask you, if you don't mind, just to be a little bit more specific. You said that he was abusive and you saw this before you got married. Like, can you,
yeah,
give us an example of something that he did that was a sign that you ignored?
He He was mentally abusive. He did things in front of my kids.
Okay. And do you mean the way he spoke to you or physically?
Yes.
Okay. And why did you choose to marry him at that time?
Because I thought he was going to change. Deep down inside, I thought he was going to change. You know, once, you know, you get married, you think marriage is going to change when, you know, y'all are supposed to be like as one, you know, and they would have the same aspect of what you thinking, you know. But, and that's now, they're not going to, if they don't change within themselves, we can't change them. But
absolutely. And you know, Renita, I think you make a really, really valid point. Earlier in the show, we were talking about hope and how sometimes from where I sit, I see people who are not yet married, who want to get married, who seem to be very hopeful. And sometimes they have that false sense of hope, or versus those who've been married a while or are going through challenges and they lose all sense of hope. And I think that there is, I want to focus for a moment on that false sense of hope. Because if that person is not yet your spouse, you're not, you haven't said I do, you haven't made your marital vows, and God allows you to see something, my thing is run. Like, this is a sign. You're praying for God to make it clear. He's making it clear. In this case, your husband was showing signs of being abusive. I mean, that was your window to say, wait a minute, God, I think you're answering my prayers here. This is not the man for me. And you mentioned you had children on top of that. So you have to not only think about your life and your safety, you have to think about your children as well. And I take it that the marriage did fall apart. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, and the reason why I made that comment is because earlier the lady said she really didn't have signs, but she said he stayed out one night.
Yeah, for a week, she said.
But that was no sign.
No, and she and that's what I asked her that question, because I was like, you sure? And then she said that he had confessed before. So she knew. She just didn't really embrace that and kind of, like I said, when people are just have this false sense of hope. And in that case, it's probably similar to what you did, right? You saw some signs of abuse, but you didn't really focus on that. And you continued on with the relationship and you married him.
And I married him anyway, hoping that he would change.
And he didn't. He probably got worse.
He got really worse. I mean, now my kids are affected by the situation that went on within our life. So I'm trying to get us counseling and get us help.
Wow.
So it's just all about what we know ahead of time. If we take up on our instincts then, instead of trying to change or hoping they'll change, maybe things will, you know, be different.
And here's my advice for anyone in that situation is when you see a sign, and I know I said run earlier, but at least pause. Like, if you see a sign, just don't continue as, you know, as usual. Like, you need to stop. That's when you get that counseling. And if it's something really major, like in your case, you saw something abusive, or in the case of the earlier caller where the man disappeared for a week and came back confessing that he was living a homosexual lifestyle, then guess what? It's more than pause. Then that, to me, is that's when you run. But there are other times where it might be a sign and you're not totally clear. Don't move on. I mean, pause. Say, wait, we gotta deal with this first. You know, we do that with other things, right? If we were buying a used car and you test drive it and it breaks down during the test drive, you probably wouldn't buy that car. You know, if you're going to go buy a house and you get it inspected and the inspector says, well, you know what? You didn't know this, but it's infested with termites or the foundation is faulty. You probably wouldn't buy that house, right? And so I don't understand, and I do know is because we are emotionally attached. We don't do that with our marriages. You know, we want to get married. We set the date. We hand out the invitations. And then we see a sign. And instead of responding and taking at least a pause and say, wait a minute, I need to really figure this out for a moment, we go on as business as usual and we tend to get married. And then later, bam, like you said, it got way worse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Renita, thank you. Thank you for showing that. And I believe what you're trying to send, the message you want to give to everyone else, is that deep down inside, you already know what you should do.
Yeah. You already know what you're dealing with. You know who the person is.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, Renita, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye. Let's go to line 5 and speak with Annette. She wished she had known that her mother-in-law was going to dominate the family.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right. So let's talk to you. Annette, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit. So you had no clue before you married your husband that your mother-in-law was dominant. And then if you could describe for us what that means in terms of her being dominant.
I had no clue about the physical abuse that she had evidently perpetrated upon my husband.
Wow.
When he was a child, and all of that. We've been married for 22 years this December, and it has just been, it's been definitely a trial the last 10 years.
Hmm.
And all of this has started to come out. I knew that she was very controlling. She was a very controlling person, but only the last year, because I was leaving my husband last year because he just doesn't respect women. He doesn't respect me.
Wow.
And it has really come out when we went to therapy that his mother abused him. He had a broken nose when he was a kid. She wouldn't take him to the hospital to have his nose set. I mean, it's just been this ongoing thing that I found out in therapy. And I was shocked at that, but I always knew whenever I dealt with a, when you deal with a woman that describes herself as, well, everyone says I'm like Roseanne Barr. When you're young, that's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Now, this tells you my age and where, how long my husband and I have been together, because Roseanne Barr was very popular back then. But that's not someone that you want to compare yourself to. I'm just sorry.
Sure.
When you're a wife, you don't want to compare yourself to someone who's disrespectful.
Absolutely.
But I'm dealing with that, and my husband tells me that I'm disrespectful, and I try my best. I don't have an opinion. If I have an opinion, I'm disrespectful. No matter what I do, I'm disrespectful. Everyone else's wife is fine, but I'm disrespectful.
Now, let me ask you, let me ask an honest question, though, Annette, and this is something that I've encountered, sometimes in my own marriage, but also in counseling others, is how do you define disrespect versus how your husband defines disrespect? Because I think there are times where, and look, I'm not there, so I don't know if you are disrespectful. I have a hard time thinking you're always going to be disrespectful, but I'm sure there are times you, it's very possible that you've crossed that line and have been disrespectful. But how do you define it?
I would say that whenever I, if I were to say, when I was younger, I would say, yes, I was disrespectful, because I would say stuff to him in front of our friends. You know, whenever we were out and about, and we were young, and we would go out and we would party, and I would say things in front of our friends, and I was disrespectful.
Okay.
I lost my mom about 6 years ago, and I really turned to the Lord, and I fell on my face, and I read books and prayed that God would change me, and I really felt and truly believed that God had changed me.
Mm-hmm.
But in this whole process, my husband did not see this. He didn't see the change in me, and I just basically, I withdrew from our relationship, because every time I would have an opinion or I would want to talk about a situation, my opinion didn't matter, and he would go and do whatever he wanted to do anyway.
Okay.
And about 2 years ago, he struck up a friendship with his friend's wife.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. And it went south very badly.
And that's when you went to counseling?
That's whenever we went to counseling, but it did no good. When I tried to bring up these things in counseling, my husband went and closed all of our bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken all the money. Which is, we, all of our funds are in the same fund.
So wow, that's pretty intense. And let me ask you this question. You mentioned that you're about to celebrate 22 years in December. So are you separated at this time?
No, we're living together because I have no place to go.
Wow.
We're still living as husband and wife.
Wow.
Some days are wonderful. Some weeks are great. I confronted him about this relationship. I confronted this woman's husband about the relationship.
And what happened then?
What happened then was the husband has been married. Her husband has been married. This is his fourth marriage, and he's not even 50. He doesn't want to see his marriage end, so he's willing to work through it. And I understand that. As far as I know, my husband and this woman had not been talking on the phone or anything.
Okay.
But I have this to say, they participate in a sporting activity on the same team every other week. So
yeah.
I find it hard to believe that my husband and this woman are not carrying on.
Yeah, no, I think that broken trust. Well, there's a lot there. And I think the hardest part for you or for anyone in your situation is that you're willing to get the counseling and the help. It sounds like your husband has sabotaged that opportunity. Like in terms of, like, he's basically boycotted the counseling because anything that you would have get, you know, would or have been, you know, has gotten exposed there, he's reacted by kind of, you know, that abuse of closing the bank accounts or whatever. Now, do you attend church together?
We did attend church together, and this is one of the things that when I spoke to her husband, he said, you know, don't throw your marriage away. And he said, you know, you need to go to a church counselor. And I told him, I said, I sit in church 15 years beside my husband and pray for God to deliver me from the demon that I sit beside every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I said, you know, it does no good for one to want one thing and then the other one to pretend. And then all of a sudden, that it's like the word you use, sabotage.
Yeah, sabotage.
They sabotage you. I can't trust him. I knew that not when we got married, because we got married young, but I knew that there were certain things that I had issues with trusting my husband in, but I never had problems trusting him with being faithful. Sure. He had always been faithful to me, but after this, I don't, you know, I can't trust him in anything.
Well, it's gone south, like you said, and I think you're really going to have to wrestle through some things. I don't know if you're open to getting counseling as you wrestle through them. If you are, I want to give you a number where you could just reach me, you know, not here on the air. If I would love to have more of a conversation. I just know that as much as I want to give you some guidance and some input, it's going to require more time. So yeah. I would love to talk to you some more. Let me give you this number if you don't mind, and you can reach me anytime after the show. Okay? 717-862-VOWS, V-O-W-S, which is 8697. 717-862-VOWS. 867.
Okay.
Annette, thank you so much for sharing that. And look, I think that some things the Bible teaches will only come out by prayer and fasting. And I think that's what you're going to have to do. But I would love to have more of a conversation with you because, again, we can't do that, you know, get really deep on the air because it's just there are so many components and variables here.
It's a giant puzzle.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, it's amazing how you sound so calm and collected through this, but I'm sure it is a testament.
If this has come, and I'll be honest with you, I told my friend this. I said, God, and no matter what happens, God has used this to bring me back to where I need to be with him.
And I agree. And that's what I was going to say. It's a testament to your prayer life probably and to your relationship with God. So thank you, Annette. And I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right, let's go to line one. Shelly is back on. She's the one that wishes she had known her husband was homosexual. Hey, Shelly, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Shelly. Hi, Marcos and Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? And I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. We got cut off. But I just for the record, I know you have told a producer that you wish you would have known that your husband was gay. And I don't have a problem with using the word gay. I just really prefer to use the biblical term, which is homosexual. And that's why we use that. Okay. But so what happened? You had no clue prior to this marriage?
No, I had none. And I just actually found out for about 9 days ago.
Whoa.
Yes. We've been married. We've been together for 21 years, married 15. And I'm actually using an alias name at the moment because I'm in the process of a divorce.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still having problems accepting. The thing is, I wanted to just get out is that there's so many people. I've been doing research, and there's so many people, over 4 million in the United States alone, with husbands or wives. They call it gay or down low.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize the pain they cause their family, especially when they won't talk to you. He won't admit it himself. I found out actually just by the grace of God. I ran into strangers, and they didn't know that was my husband, and we just got in a conversation. It was so strange, and come to find out, they were talking about this gay guy, and he has a front, and they call them. They have people who are fronts because they're having issues. I can understand and have empathy because you know the society is rough sometimes, but they shouldn't lie to their family. Or at least love your wife enough to let her know.
Well, you know what happens, Shelley, is that any sin but sexual sin and something like this is so selfish. I mean, you're not thinking about anyone, anything. It's self-pleasing. So ideally, it would be great if the person just says, okay, I prefer, I'm going to walk away from God. I don't care about you. I'm going to live my lifestyle. But sometimes it matters to them so much how they are viewed. So they have this pretend lifestyle, this facade of, okay, I'm happily married, but I'm living this other lifestyle. When you refer to being on the down low or, you know, just living this homosexual lifestyle, I mean, for you to not have known, I mean, that's pretty amazing in itself. Now, there had to have been something, though, that you had some kind
know,
of...
You don't know. I am now in the support group for Straight Spouse Network, and it's an international program with millions of people, and they say that there's people, you know, they're trying to support me, let me know that there's so many people like me out there, people with been marriages even up to 40 years, and you don't know because these people are so good at pretending. And you actually think it's an affair. Actually, we've been separated for 2 years now because he was having an affair with a woman, and he was using that. They call it a transitional, and he was having an affair with her. And I was so caught up on the fact that all the signs that he had an affair with her. But now he has another person, another female that he's using with an affair. And you don't know. Now that once you get knowledge and educated, as they're trying to do with me now, and you look back, there really isn't a lot of signs, but during this process of him trying to leave, right before he left is where the signs, the things he was saying, but he wasn't strong enough to tell me.
I understand. But there was a sign that there was something wrong in terms of his fidelity. You just didn't know that it was with other men.
Yeah, that's the problem. They hide this. They go out, they're saying you're trusting and loving of them. You don't, mm-hmm. And they're saying, I'm going out with my friends. And you say, okay, you have a nice time. They're going out with their buddies. But I didn't realize those were him going out with,
sure,
with men.
Sure. And you know what? I think it's these are layers and layers of deceit. And it's not just, you know, your everyday kind of, you know, and I'm not even saying excusing that, but it's those are deep lies, like deeply, like it's like peeling an onion. It's all the way on the inside. And it sounds like his whole lifestyle has been a cover up.
And the thing is, I trusted him. His father's a minister. And I'm wondering, is that why he was trying to hide it? But, you know, his whole family has stopped speaking to me. And I was informed from the Straight Spouse Network that it could be the fact that, you know, they said that the family probably knows. That's why they cut me off, because they probably know this.
Well, it's guilt. It's guilt. It's like, how do they face you now if they knew, but you had no clue? And so, absolutely. Well, I'm grateful that you're getting the support. We can tell from your conversation, from the way you're communicating, you're absolutely hurt. It's still very fresh. But one thing I can tell you is, you know, God will work this out. And you said, I think you mentioned it, by the grace of God, you found out.
Yes.
And I think God is looking out for you. And look, we wish you, I can't say wish you the best in that way, but I know that God allows things for a reason, and he's allowed this to be exposed right now. And I think that needs to be the biggest part of, okay, God, thank you. Now help me to move on and to endure this, because this is pretty intense.
Okay. Well, I just want to get the message out there for other women or men who are going through this.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, Shelley, God bless. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Well, believe it or not, we're at the end of yet another edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. It always goes so quickly.
It does. It's like getting on a plane ride, right, for a moment, mm-hmm. and you're like, are we there yet? And then we're here. And, you know, we do have our ups and downs. And I think even kind of ending on that note with Shelley, if she would have known that her husband was homosexual, I mean, and she just found out 9 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we need to do is we just want to pray. I want to close out with a prayer. I know we always pray at the beginning of the show, but we just need to pray. There are just many hurting couples and situations where the devil has really kind of, you know, has a tide on so many of these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need God's deliverance. So let's go to God in prayer.
All right.
Our God in heaven, thank you so much for all those who faithfully listen and for all those who are just striving to have great marriages. Even for those who are not yet married, God, and have that hope and desire for a solid foundation in the future, Father, I do pray that you continue to bless our program, God, as we help others, and that you help people to be deeply rooted in your word. That we would not ignore the signs, God, that we would not have a prideful attitude, God, but that instead we will be learners, God. We'll be great disciples in your about following you and about moving forward Father, that we would trust you. Father, whether things are good or whether things are challenging, I pray that we would always give glory to you. We love you, God. We thank you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for checking us out. Don't forget to stay in contact with us throughout the week via Facebook. Go to Facebook.com and look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. We want to say thank you to Ron, our producer in Charlotte, and to our producer here in Philly, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Also, please be aware and take precautions for the oncoming storm. Sandy will hit our area within the next 24 to 48 hours. For our friends in Charlotte, be safe and be careful. Here in Philadelphia, be safe and be careful as well. Lord willing, we will see you all next week. Bye-bye.